from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama to meet President Castro. President Obama meets today with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving in Cuba Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. Mr. Obama restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year hiatus. The president on Sunday was greeted by Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Aside from a walking tour of Old Havana, Mr. Obama met with his U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
The U.S. president will also meet with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during his three-day historic visit. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 people were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White. She's Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, they're a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is one of their star players, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
For more on the president's visit, be sure to click into our website at voanews.com.